We've seen the repeal of right to work, prevailing wage back in force. There's a package of, I think, 11 different gun reform bills, which have been labeled by their sponsors as common sense. Republicans say not so much. But in amongst all of the actual legislation, there was a change of rules, and it came from the Speaker of the House. And it has to do with where you can carry a firearm if you are a public employee of the state of Michigan. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson joining us live with that story. Lloyd.
Hey, Guy. Michigan Democratic House Speaker Joe Tate informed both Democratic and Republican House staff that representatives will no longer be able to carry a firearm or other weapon on House property. Now, the policy would apply to all weapons on House property, including the floor of the chamber, House offices in the Capitol, and the House office building. The policy does not extend to the public, visitors, House sergeants, or state lawmakers who are independently elected and are not considered employees of the House. Now, after nearly 2 years of instituting a ban on open carry of firearms, the Michigan State Capitol Commission is considering banning concealed carry of handguns at the Capitol. Meanwhile, Democratic Rep. Julie Brixey of Meridian Township and Flint Representative Cynthia Neely have introduced legislation that would ban concealed carry in all buildings owned or leased by the state. Those bills are supported by House Speaker Tate and are expected to get a hearing soon. Gun rights advocates feel the speaker's policy endangers the lives of law-abiding gun owners, preventing them from protecting themselves in self-defense, as the policy does not extend to members of the public or visitors to house areas. Under this policy, even employees with a concealed pistol license would not be able to carry on state property. Guy?
Interesting. You know, it's how you define state property. I saw a blurb from Nolan Finley today, and we'll probably have a chance to ask him about it tomorrow, that said that if what they want to do is make this, make all gun owners subject to not being able to carry weapons, even if they have concealed carry, in state buildings, that if I'm, for instance, a trucker and I'm pulling into a state-owned rest stop and it's late at night and maybe I feel endangered, that I couldn't carry.
Well, yeah, I mean,
there are a number of different consequences here to what, you know, they may label as common sense. That there are some people that have real issues here who may feel that they need that.
And you need some clarity. You definitely need some clarity, because it's kind of ambiguous to say, because what you said is really, yeah, it could be true. Absolutely. Unless that's clear.
Yeah. I mean, we need some perhaps massaging of this and say, look, there might be places of sensitivity that you feel that you need to make it a gun-free zone. And I know that there's plenty of evidence that people that want to commit violence aren't going to obey that. But that's the debate that we've been having. But I was just shocked at just how far-reaching that could be and could disarm people in places where, you know what, late at night, maybe being armed isn't such a bad thing. And I don't want, I'm trying not casting aspersions on our rest areas, but there are places of vulnerability.
And, you know, there are state offices where people collect their lottery winnings.
Mm-hmm.
Once won a lot, you know, and that's, you know, state lottery. And, you know, if you're in there, if you're standing in line or in there and you have, you know, won a considerable amount of money, and people are, you know that's where that building is and know that's where people go and cash their tickets.
Yeah.
Be dangerous.
It is. That's a really, really good example, Lloyd. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll see how this shakes out.
Thank you, Guy.